everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are watching the final two episodes of Power Rangers Dino Thunder. It's been a 38-episode journey. Actually, we've only watched 36 of them, but it's been a journey, and we are about to complete it now. As we left the last episode, Anton Mercer has been revealed to have been Mezogog. However, Mezogog split them, and now he's a little more volatile, and Anton is, we don't know, he passed out. We don't know what happened. Trent's secret has been revealed because, you know, he knew that secret. But the Rangers have worked through it and they now trust him again. So now we move on into our final two episodes, Thunderstruck. And we are going to start with our first episode coming up in 3, 2, 1, go. Thunderstruck Part 1 was the 37th episode of Power Rangers Dino Thunder. It first aired on November 13th, 2004, written by Doug Sloan and directed by Andrew Merrifield. That was two episodes ago.
Whatever made you think you could get away with betraying me? As long as he exists, I am vulnerable. That is why I will see to it that Anton Mercer never returns.
If Mezogog wins, my father's lost forever. Mezogog has to be defeated, no matter what.
Did they show that bit of the scene before? Oh, upside down. Oh, those things used to be all the rage in, like, the 90s and early 20s. 20s? Early aughts.
The separation from Mercer was a stroke of genius, Master.
Yes, Elsa. It was.
Hear his voice? It's so crazy.
Thanks to that genius, the people of Earth will join me with this weapon.
He's got a new joystick.
Transfiguration beam is magnificent, but will you be able to supply it with enough power?
Once I get the Dino gems, I will. But to make sure, I'll start with the power I've given you.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
I'll miss you, Elsa. Truly, I will.
Oh.
Let me get this straight. You're going to the movies instead of the biggest social event of the year.
It's not just a movie. It's the sequel to Asteroid Conquest, the greatest sci-fi film of all time.
Dude, it's the prom. It's tradition.
Oh, yeah, nice tradition. Smart kids spend the entire semester in agony wondering if they'll get a date or if they'll be forced to stand in the corner with the other smart kids.
It's too painful, bro.
Whoa.
I can understand it.
I never thought about him like that.
Who are you going with?
I'm gonna divide it into three categories. The cute ones, ones with good personality, and ones whose dad can pay for the limo.
And you wonder why I'm going to the movies.
Hey, who are you going to the prom with?
I don't have a date.
You don't seem too worried.
It's just a dance.
Hey, Connor.
Okay.
Got a minute?
Sure.
What's up, Dad?
No, I just need a quick chat in private.
Okay.
Yeah.
All that talk about growth for Connor and doesn't seem to have changed much now.
You know the prom's coming up, and you need a date. Let me check my list.
Oh, no. You don't understand. You see, I want to ask him.
Well, there's someone specific that I've got in mind, you see, and
ooh,
you can help me go the right way about it.
Who do you think it is?
Here's what I would do.
Now, the Trent's discovered. Final two episodes.
We could speed up our plans.
Oh.
How's the new project coming? Do you think it will work?
Well, it's a good thing they know.
We'll be getting through an invisiportal with this much mass. We'll need a portal that operates at an exact frequency and latitude for it to work.
Once we get inside,
we'll be able to destroy Mezugok's lair once and for all.
Hello, Cassidy.
Works at a specific latitude?
Devin, I'm glad you're here. I just met with Mr. Cormier at the new station, and what are you doing with all that stuff?
Well, it's funny you should say that, Cass, because I kind of want to talk to you about something.
Yeah, okay, but me first. We have to find the identity of the Power Rangers, and like, fast.
That's kind of old news.
By the end of the week, or we're fired.
Fired? That's not good.
No, it's not
good. No, it's not.
So, no clubs, no activities, no rest until we succeed.
Oh, wait.
Wait. What about the prom?
I thought Devin was an intern.
Now, what did you want to talk to me about?
No. It's nothing. Chocolate.
Aww.
Please don't.
Try not to move. Activate.
Yeah, try not to move. Oh.
Now all I need are the dino gems.
She just totally disappeared.
Mine as I always dreamed it would be.
Where is he? What have you done with him?
Let's just say he's in storage.
He better be alive.
Or what?
Oh yeah, what?
What will you do, Trent? Now let's get to the reason you're here.
I'm offering you what you need to make your plan work.
And what would that be?
The dino gems. I'll bring them to you. All I ask is one simple favor.
I'm listening.
Release my father. I'll get you what you want. Just let him go.
But what guarantee do I have that you will deliver on your promise?
What guarantee do I have that you'll let my father go?
Ooh, point taken.
All right. Bring me the gems and he's yours. Although I don't know why you'd want him. He's as useless as Elsa is now.
Where am I?
Oh, look, it's Elsa. Wow, that's a lot of hair.
Well, what do we have here?
Oh, Zeltrex found her.
You'd better take a look at this.
Zeltrax? But what does he want with that civilian?
Can I look at it when you're done?
Is that?
You can look at it now. Book. I've read it like 100 times.
Is that supposed to be a graphic novel?
I think I'm nuts.
Mine can't understand why I'd rather go to a movie than the prom.
That is so weird. Mine said the exact same thing.
Can't believe this.
Is that part of your costume?
It's kind of like a beeper. My mom's a little overprotective.
You're not leaving.
I have to.
You want me to save your place?
There is no saving places.
Listen, buddy. Do you really want to go there with me?
Wow, he is almost in a terrible stormtrooper costume.
Thanks. You're great.
Aww.
This is Ethan, Doctorow.
Ethan, we've got a problem.
What's up?
Zeltrax is back. Meet the others at the steel plant on Spring Street.
Right.
Uh-oh. Well, that takes care of that problem.
Where's the woman, Zeltrax?
Safe and sound, Rangers. Come check if you'd like.
Ouch. Man, that hurts. At least it looks like it would.
Your time is up, Rangers.
Guys, you know what time it is.
It's Morphin time, but they're not going to say it. Uh-oh. Remember, did I say it last episode? Yeah, every secret has been revealed except for the secret identities, and now here we go. A video camera, dude.
Somebody help me!
You guys deal with Zeltrax. I'll help her. On it! Hello? Where are you?
Help!
Uh-oh. Now he knows it's Elsa. Oh, that's not fair. He couldn't do that before. Can I ask this question, though? If he can do this, why did he feel a need to do an upgrade like this? Well, he just did the Super Dino Mode thing. You've seen them all. Shield of Triumph. Jurassic Ranger. Oh. I know it had to come back, but still. Perfect. Oh, he wants this. What? What did it blow up? That was a hologram.
Guys! Steady. Who's that?
Let's check it out.
Come on. You're right.
It's Elsa.
Huh?
No way! Elsa. Yes. Well, that's what the creature called me, Elsa.
We better get her back to the lab, figure out what's going on.
Okay.
Well, she's sleeping. Oh, now he knows where the base is?
Mezgug's powering up a laser that will transform humans to mutant dinosaurs. He drained Elsa of her energy to use in the beam.
That can't be enough to run that kind of equipment.
He's gonna use the dino gems to get the rest of the power.
What do you mean he's gonna use the dino gems?
Yeah, how's he gonna get them?
I'm gonna give them to him.
I'm not gonna give anyone my gem.
Just hear me out. You wanna get onto that island. Mezgug wants the gems. If I hand them to him, I can open a portal for you. Once you get inside, you can destroy the beam and Mezgug in the process. And I can rescue my father.
No way. It's too risky.
Yeah, way too risky.
She's right.
Also, no.
I mean, he's gonna get that thing going eventually. This could be our only shot.
You know, for someone that's wanting to get their trust, he really needs to, you know,
this better work. I'll call when the portal's open.
Do a better job of communicating with his buddies.
Are you all right?
I remember everything.
Mezugok and Mercer. Fighting against the Power Rangers?
Fighting against you.
Mezugog there it is.
The mind completely in his power. The new vehicle is ready to go.
Are you gonna be
that's
right?
The semi.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Come back safe.
We always do.
Oh, don't be cocky.
Guys, I'm heading through. Be ready when I call you. The portal will only be open for a short time.
Got it.
Okay, we're ready to roll. Activate.
Oh, it's a self-driving truck. With a, visor in the window. It's gonna...
Good job.
Yeah, it's a remote driving semi with Power Rangers written on the front.
We have to make sure we hit the portal at the exact right speed. And we only get one chance at it. Better let me drive.
Now it's up to Trent.
I wonder if they were planning to do more with that truck, but then budgetary stuff. Because I believe there is a truck toy that doesn't look anything like that.
Where's my father?
Oh no! He should have known that was going to happen. Oh, it can't use a wheel to drive?
Almost there.
Hurry up, Trent. They're gonna hit a wall. Trent.
We're at speed.
There's no portal.
Everyone hang on.
They're gonna hit a wall. A red button that they never used before. Oh, it's grayer there.
You did this.
You should know by now you can't trust me. It's over.
Threw it back in his face.
Thanks to your precious dino gems, the world will soon worship at my feet. And this planet will be as it once was. In the claws of the mighty reptiles.
The beam is powering up. We have to hurry.
Haley, you gotta take out that beam.
I'll do my best.
Let's go.
That semi could just run those guys over. Well, if this was a Netflix series, they would have just run right through them. It's so weird that it actually has the Power Rangers logo on it.
Haley, go!
Laser deployed.
She really should have like a window to look through. By the way, that is just the semi from last season that just refitted to be Dino Thunder-ish instead of Ninja Storm-ish. You know, that one didn't have a driver either. Interesting. That was not Tommy. I mean, it was Tommy the character. It was not JDF. Some of it is. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
You guys, someone has to realign the laser. It's jammed.
I'm gonna hail you.
Can he still use his power? Okay, yes. It's a good thing you got that mat there. Oh! Wait a minute, there were only two a minute ago. Now there's four more? Definitely saving some of their bigger stunts for the finale, aren't they? It's too bad he can't do the scream. Yeah, that close, it doesn't really need to be aimed much. Alright, he's got the gems. Or he's getting the gems.
Trent, get out of there before the portal network shuts down.
I gotta find my father. I'll be right there. I know another way out.
Trent, there's no time. Go now!
Oh, Mezogog appears to be, like, dead.
Let's go before we're stuck here.
But Trent, we can't leave him here. He won't leave without his father.
No one knows this place better than him. We'll have to trust he'll make it out. Let's go!
Okay.
Dad! Come on, Dad, we gotta go!
Trent, I'm sorry.
He really was sort of in a storage room.
Dad,
Really? Get moving! Oh!
No! He can't be gone!
Again! She says that more than once this season.
What's the point?
Uh-oh.
It's all over now.
Oh! The penultimate episode, Destruction of the Base, right.
Now what do we do?
I knew we shouldn't have left them.
It's not like they're gonna follow this guy and land in front of us.
In the head or something?
What? Last time I did that, it worked.
See?
See?
He's noticing the meta stuff from the show.
You guys are all right.
What about Mezogog? I don't think he made it. But just in case.
Yay!
I don't know where to start.
We'll talk later. Right now, we better get back to the lab. We still have Zeltrax to deal with.
The lab is... Yeah.
You're coming with me.
Yeah, that's going well. Alright, so! That's a lot to happen in half an hour. Or 21 minutes. So, the Rangers' identities have been exposed. Zeltrax was supposedly destroyed, but not. Elsa is a human again. And apparently no longer evil. Mezogog might be dead, and his entire fortress is gone. Sweet! Also, it's weird that this whole time they could see Mezogog's fortress and no one ever tried to do anything about it. Really? Big fortress on an island? Anyway. Alright, that's it for our first episode, so we'll be right back with part two!
We'll be right back to Power Rangers Dino Thunder, part of
Jetix
on ABC Family. The next all-new Power Rangers Dino Thunder. Mezogog gains control of the Dino Gems.
I will at last complete my master plan.
The Rangers kick it into high gear.
Everyone hang on!
Power Rangers Dino Thunder, part of
Jetix.
Next Saturday morning at 8:30, 7:30 Central on ABC Family. Now back to Power Rangers Dino Thunder, part of
Jetix
on ABC Family.
All right, it's time to start up our final episode, so let's jump into it in 3, 2, 1, go. Thunderstruck Part 2 was the 38th and final episode of Power Rangers Dino Thunder. It first aired on November 20th, 2004, written by Ann Austin and directed by Andrew Merrifield. You know, this is actually JDF's last appearance as a regular cast member of any Power Rangers series.
Last time on Power Rangers Dino Thunder.
Will you be able to supply it with enough power?
Once I get the Dino Gems, I will. I'll miss you, Elsa.
It's Elsa.
That's what the creature called me, Elsa.
We have to find the identity of the Power Rangers, and like, fast.
At least my father. I'll get you what you want.
You want to get onto that island. Mezogog wants the gems. If I hand them to him, I can open a portal for you.
What about Mezogog? I don't think he made it.
We still have Zeltrax to deal with.
What happened?
Zeltrax destroyed it.
It's trash.
Elsa. What's this?
It's like a black box. I keep a security camera in it.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
And that screen seems to be working.
This is all my fault. I should
Well,
stopped.
Yes.
Don't blame yourself for what you did when you were him. Trent is right, Anton. This is about me and Smitty. Had nothing to do with you.
But if there were no Mezogog...
We can't go back and change what's happened. Mezogog is gone. We should be thankful for that.
So what now? I guess we don't hang up on Morpheus just yet.
No.
Zaltrex! Smitty, please! Mezogog is gone! I'm sure I could talk to Dr. Oliver.
Talk? I'm through with talk. With my new Zelzord, you'll see that action speaks louder.
Zelzord? Oh, Lord.
Didn't you learn that revenge is not the answer?
After my banishment, I had plenty of time to think about it as I constructed the ultimate fighting machine.
You can't defeat the Power Rangers! You saw what their new weapon did to Mezogog's lab.
I have something Mezogog didn't. An innocent bystander.
Oh, good point.
Okay, I'm here.
Actually, technically, he had two innocent bystanders.
What? You'd have bad hair, too, if you've been pulling it out all day thinking of the stupid Power Rangers.
Well, worry no more. You're not going to lose another lock of hair after you see this. But first, we've got to talk. Got something kind of serious that I want to ask you.
Oh, now we can go to the thing. Okay, that's weird, and also he looks like he has to pee. Okay, maybe that's one of the monsters in monster form. Those alien whatevers.
Come and face me, Power Rangers.
Wow. That just took out a big chunk of mountain. Yeah, they all should have known about that anyway.
Check out his sword!
Whoa! Power Rangers, all my most precious cargo will be destroyed.
I bet he's got Elsa in there.
Correct.
Do you think?
I wanted her to see your demise. Tryptoid!
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Tyranda drones are gone because of the island, so now it's Tryptoids. And I guess now they can use some, Sentai footage if they want. Wait a minute, that whole cockpit is American footage. Interesting.
Can you handle the Tryptoids?
Not a problem.
Oh, see, they... Okay. This is going to keep Trent busy since he's not going to be in any of the Sentai footage they're going to use.
I'm going to get Elsa. You got it! Dinozords!
Knee vent.
Tommy, I'm in here.
Hang on.
Tommy,
hold on.
Interesting filtering they're having to do there, but the Sentai does that too, where you get the little spotlights making that star field thing.
I'm gonna help Dr. O.
Kira.
Why? Oh, man. She bugged out just as they're needing her.
Ethan, can you handle the Mezodon? Thought you'd never ask.
Wait a minute.
Megazord.
I mean, this happens in the Sentai, but doesn't he need the three of them together to Triassic up first? Wow, it even made his legs spread apart more.
Get Elsa.
I gotcha.
Oops, Sentai footage. Okay, you see that glowing plant in the back? That's actually the make a bad guy from Abba Ranger.
Go, Kira. Let's go.
You're not going anywhere.
Oh, that's new.
No idea. You gotta get them out of there now.
That is a tall monster suit.
Hold on, Ethan. I've got an idea.
Right in the back of the net.
What? The guys. Let's go.
You're safe now.
You made it.
One last fight before between two buddies. Oh, nice move there, Tommy. Unfortunately, I just don't feel this connection that they were supposed to have had.
All right.
You okay?
You didn't think I'd let you go that easily, did you?
Kind of hoping.
You're going down, Tommy.
You with me, Kira?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, they never did that before.
Connor, you're gonna need all the Zords. Right.
Oh, hey, the extra sword showed up. Oh, they're doing this thing again.
We did it. Yeah.
Nope.
No way. Again? You've got to sacrifice the Zords. We can't. No, Dr. Oliver.
Yeah, what if someone else fights, comes back? Okay, so in the Sentai, they kind of do this.
Goodbye, old friends. Get out of there.
Hold on, I'll show you. This is how the penultimate episode of Abba Ranger ends. With it looking like the destruction of all the Bakaru. But it's okay. In the Sentai, the Zords had all like tunneled out underneath or something. So they survived. It's okay.
Connor! That was impressive.
But the Zords, they're destroyed.
That was the only way. You guys did what you had to do.
It's true. Nothing else would have stopped him.
So that's it then. It can't just be over.
Of course, no. It's not over.
Of course not. We still got 11 minutes.
Why do they always come back for more?
You've destroyed my plans of creating a perfect world. However, I was able to absorb enough Dino Gem energy to complete my transfiguration. Witness
Wait.
The face of your final battle.
Oh, this is. This is unfortunate. And he gets a butt. Wobbly head. Oh, drooly, too. As I recall, when this episode aired, or after it aired, a lot of people were upset about the fact that Mezogog did this.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Final morph. Yay, and that's the scene that we've been seeing at the end of the intro. Alright, this is the big battle. This is their last chance to use up all the toys they can here. Everyone's got a sword or a stick or something. And they're doing no good. Yeah, not for long. Oh, dang. Did he pretty much just kill Tommy? Oh, well, there you go. Oh, that didn't go well. Ow. There it is. Probably gonna have Battleizer coming out too, right?
Devin, over there.
Over here, Mesomess. Triassic Ranger.
You didn't use the shield. Oh, they lose the prop or something? Oh, good. They skipped the kicking. Oh, that sent him flying. Everyone's hurt.
You did it, Connor.
Yeah, thanks.
But he's not done yet.
Unbelievable.
Oh.
He's replicating.
That's fun. Oh.
One was bad enough. How do we fight them all?
Guys, we have to use all of our powers. It's the only way.
Right.
Kay.
Okay.
Do Man, Tommy is really big about the whole all the power thing. Use up all the swords and now use all the power. Oh, that's cool. Is that supposed to represent the giant dinosaur that we saw at the beginning of the series? Oh, I like that.
Different.
Yeah, like normal again.
Me too.
It's gone. Power's gone.
It took everything the Jims had to destroy Mezagog.
So these are just ancient artifacts that will look great in a museum.
But they all kind of look like candy.
Hello, Rangers.
So you know then.
Well, I kind of already knew, but I had to show Cassidy in person.
This is like the greatest thing ever.
Oh, hugging.
And we've got it all on tape. You know, a reporter could make a whole career out of this.
Cassidy, do you realize what our lives will be like if that tape gets out?
Yeah, I do. That's why I'm giving
Yeah, constantly
time.
Hounded
Wait,
by
Cassidy
the press.
Up a scoop of a lifetime?
And paparazzi.
Why? Because you're my friends. It wouldn't be right to take your lives just to make mine better. Not after everything you've done for us.
I always knew there was a heart deep down in there somewhere.
I just needed someone to help me find it.
Aww.
Now, if you'll excuse us.
Yeah, we're off to the prom.
Aww, they're going to prom together. That's sweet.
Finally, I thought those two were never going to get together.
And just like that, life goes back to normal.
Our life may be normal, but trust me, they will never be the same.
Wow, flaming wheel. I don't remember that at my prom. Oh, very nice.
Or
the clown guy. That's really weird too.
Don't you two look nice? Thank you so much, Haley.
Otherwise, it looks fairly promish.
I just want to thank you for helping out tonight.
The new, kinder, gentler Cassidy.
So I hear. And what you did for the Rangers took a lot of courage.
Yeah, well, a good reporter knows when to talk and when to keep a secret.
Huh. Did she know that Haley was... That's a menorah in the back. Oh, really? He's got an earring.
You remember Krista?
Oh.
Was she on the list?
Oh, dude.
Sure, I remember. You're the tree girl.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I'm gonna get a drink. Do you want some?
Yeah, that'd be great. The tree girl? What's up with that?
Dude, it's what's on the inside that counts.
Oh, our little Connor's all grown up.
So wow.
Your mind? Had all the mutant freaks you can handle for 1 year? Actually, I had a chance to rethink the whole prom tradition thing.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Aww.
Hey, you must be Connor. Ethan's told me all about you.
I'm sure he has.
Aww.
I want to meet her too.
I don't know where she is. I haven't seen her.
Maybe she's blowing it off. She said she didn't have a date.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Trent.
Yeah, it's not Trent, apparently.
So, Trent, what's next for you?
Actually, I'm really excited. Heading to art school in the fall.
Yeah? You okay with that, Anton?
Couldn't be happier. How about you, Tommy? What's next?
Why are there all these adults at the top floor?
I was thinking of staying here teaching, living a quiet life.
You sure about that? I hear the new principal's a real hard nose.
I think she'll be brilliant.
Oh, is it supposed to be her?
If the new principal would save a dance for an old friend.
Wow.
I'd be honored.
How did that work? It's still her. Okay.
I gotta go.
You out of here?
No, I gotta introduce the man.
Okay.
Oh, see, he's not wearing the bracelet either. He's wearing a watch now.
I just want to say we've had an interesting year. We've been through a lot. More than any school should have to go through. But we made it, and we're okay. That's what's important. So let's have fun tonight. And to help us do that, here she is, Kara Ford.
Oh, she's the band. Cassidy and Devin make a cute couple. That's a short song. Aww. Tear. Bezo Monster. Nice. And that's it for Dino Thunder. You know, I still like it. There's a lot of nitpick things you can find with it. But you know what? Overall, I enjoyed myself, and that's really the important thing, right? No show's going to be perfect. But the important thing is that you enjoy yourself, and you can just watch it. And I think that if I watched this again and wasn't doing this as a podcast, I'd probably have enjoyed it even more. But, of course, I did notice nitpicks and things because of the fact that at the end of the day, this is a podcast, and what I do is to nitpick. But, you know, I honestly would not mind going back and watching it again. Seriously. That was a lot of fun. All right, next time out, we will be starting with a whole new series. I mean, it's still Power Rangers. That takes place in the future. That's right. we're jumping all the way to the far-off year of 2025 for Power Rangers SPD with the first two episodes, Beginnings. Until then, I hope you all have a great week.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.